Presenting a play with a pedigree like Steel Magnolias presents a unique set of challenges. The main one being that your audience is likely to come in with some preconceived notions of the play. After all, it had a very successful run off Broadway and was made into a top-grossing movie and was even a short live television series back in the day. Heck, it's even become a part of an ad campaign for a new TV series. When one hears the words chick flick, this is one of the first works that comes to mind. The production currently being offered at Sycamore Rouge not only lives up to all these expectations, in most part it exceeds them. Director Shania Taylor has assembled a great ensemble cast, including Carolyn Rose Hayes as Truvy, who runs the homegrown beauty salon that serves as the meeting place for several of the women in town. Hayes is part friend, part mother hen, and she supports her surrogate family through marriage, birth, new loves, religious breakthroughs, and even deaths with small-town grace and lots of humor. As the mother-daughter combination of Malin and Shelby, Crystal Oakley and Claire Bigger stand out. Oakley finds a way to play the helicopter mom trying to do what's right for her headstrong daughter, even if they end up butting heads more often than not. Biggers has to carry much of the show on her small shoulders, and she manages to hold up very well. Oakley has a scene near the end of the play that is heartrending and totally mesmerizing. In opposite corners, battling each other throughout the play with respect and love, are Clarie and Queezer, played by Jacqueline Jones and Amy Berlin, respectively. These are two character actors at the top of their game. In fact, Berlin so disappears into her role, I had to double-check my program to make sure it was really her. Rounding out the cast is Sarah Rockmore as Annel, the innocent girl with a mysterious past who comes to work at Truvy's. Rockmore is all wide-eyed at becoming a part of the so-called big city and adds just the right touch of spice to the proceedings. On the technical side, Philip Malone has done a credible job recreating Truvy's Beauty Salon, the only set used for the entire production. It fairly screams Southern Beauty Parlor, the sort of refuge where the only men to enter come through the radio. Andrew Bonnewell has once again provided good lights, although there is not much other than washes called for. Kay Renee's costumes are good, if nothing too flashy. I was delighted by Stacy Reardon Hall's hair work, however. Eschewing the stereotypical beehive do's of Southern ladies, she has toned down the over-the-top hairstyles in favor of a more naturalistic look. Also, the way some characters have their hair altered throughout the play underscores the changes in their lives. Director Taylor proves that she is a director of great promise. She takes well-known material and still gets fresh performances. This latest version of Steel Magnolias is a delight and falls into the must-see category. Make the trip to Sycamore Rouge. You'll be glad you did. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.